even though I grew up in Detroit, I'm not much of a car guy. About the only thing I ever learned was how to spray ether down the carburetor when my car wouldn't start in winter. Yet even with this limited knowledge, I do know that it is better to grease ball bearings of a wheel than to have sand get into them. Grease, a lubricant that allows wheels to spin freely, easily, without much strain. But throw sand into ball bearings, and they begin to grind, wear down, spin less easily, requiring more effort and energy to keep the wheel spinning. And in time, if left unchecked, too much sand will cause the bearings to seize up, freeze, to ultimately stop spinning, bringing the vehicle to a halt. In my last podcast, I referred to a quote from a financial newspaper that read, "Trust is the lubricant that allows our financial systems to operate." While accurate, I believe that quote should be made broader, more inclusive, and in my mind it should read, "Trust is the lubricant that allows an open society to function smoothly." Without trust, not only do financial institutions slow down, perhaps even fail, society as a whole is compromised, functions less smoothly, requires more effort and more energy, risking the possibility of failure. We can see how, without trust, society slows, whether it's multiple forms of identification to write a simple check, or metal detectors at places we think people might bring weapons, or additional oversight to be sure that the foods we're eating are in fact safe. Without trust, society, that is, people, build additional layers of checking and rechecking to be certain that what we are told we are getting is in fact what we are getting. In big and small ways, day in and day out, in every act taken, society, community, either flows more smoothly because there's trust, or moves more slowly because there is distrust and doubt. It is my contention that each of us, every single person, contributes to the tone of our society through the actions that we take. Each and every one of us, in large and small ways, either helps to create a trusting, healthy community, or we contribute to make our communities less trusting, thus less functional. It seems to me that each person has a choice. We can be a drop of grease that serves as a lubricant that allows our society to flow smoothly, or we can be a grain of sand that grinds and slows the function of community. There is no other choice. There are no other options. For in life, in building community, in maintaining a healthy society, there are no sidelines. There are no passive bystanders simply watching as others act. Each of us are actors, participants at work, at home, during our daily routines, when we volunteer. The actions we take and the decisions we make are not made in a vacuum. They are not isolated and independent. They are part of that intertwined web of codependence that holds society together and enables it to function. In every act we take, we have a choice to help or to harm. My hope is that we recognize that which lies within our hands and that we each choose wisely. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And thanks for listening.